Let's talk about solar setups, mate. When I go camping, we just take canisters, we take mantles, we take gas lights, we take torches and batteries. For years, we've been talking about getting a solar setup for our camper trailer. Is it a simple exercise?
It can be a really simple exercise. It's definitely not a glamour topic, but I think it's really just a matter of when you're going to do that, plan out what you want to do and what you want to achieve from your solar in terms of what you want to run. If you're just running a fridge or a couple of lights, then obviously you don't really need to go overboard. Battery power is the first thing you need to start with. So what would you actually want to run?
Probably mainly lights. We don't take fridges or any of that sort of stuff. In fact, lights is pretty much it, just having lights throughout the camp.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't need all that much battery power. So if you camp relatively close to your car, one of the best things these days are those LED strip lights that you actually stick on or into your awning arms, wherever you think you need light, and they're permanently there. They're permanently wired into the car. You just flick a switch on. They use bugger all power, and you've got instant light. There's no gas lights, the old mantle breaking, I can remember as a kid. So it's one less thing you've got to carry, and it's there and easy for convenience.
I've seen people with just the the solar panels that they just fold up and they flip out when they get there. So that runs into a battery, then you run from that battery?
Yeah, that's correct. So there's a few different ways. The portable way is definitely the most cost-effective and probably the easiest. So you just fold that panel out. It generally comes in a bag. It's got a regulator built into it, and just two alligator clips straight onto your battery, and it'll put charge into your battery.
So I didn't really listen to what any of you were saying then. Yeah. I just want to know, can I go camping and solar power will help me watch the latest episode of Kardashians? Will it also power up my straightener, my hairdryer, and anything else that I need?
It can do all of those things. Obviously, it puts charge into your battery, so all of those things draw power. We would need another device called an inverter to take the 12 volt from 240 volt, but you can literally do anything.
Now I'm on board. I'm all about solar.
Any solar setup you're looking for, come and see Lockie and the team down here at ARB on All Muller Street. Thanks, Lock.
Cheers.